In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst. We have a funeral tomorrow for Victoria Wells. And that is what is on our minds and hearts today. May the Lord give rest to her soul and consolation to her family. As one of our founders noted, we have not had very many funerals at St. Simeon's over the years, but in the past 2 years that has changed. But if we're listening, we hear that the Holy Church is always singing about death. It always has something to say in regards to death, and we especially hear it at Vespers and at Matins. And we have it before us in today's Troparion and Kantakion for Tone 7, the theme hymns of this Lord's Day. We just sang to Christ, "By thy cross thou didst destroy death. To the thief thou didst open paradise. For the myrrh bearers thou didst change weeping into joy. And thou didst command thy disciples, O Christ God, to proclaim that thou art risen, granting the world great mercy." How can we sing that? "By thy cross thou didst destroy death." Death, the hard fact of life, is still very much with us. And when it was not touching our community, it was still touching many of our families through the death of loved ones in recent times. How did Christ destroy death? The clue is in the next line. "To the thief thou didst open paradise." We believe no one who ever lived had the authority to say that except Jesus Christ. He alone has thrown open the gates of paradise. He alone can promise paradise to a human soul by his death and resurrection. As Christians, we live by the reality and belief that Jesus Christ has transformed death into Pascha, into Passover, a Passover from life to life, a new Exodus, not over the Red Sea, but from this life into the arms of God, from this life into divine life. It's understandable that for the myrrh bearers, Christ turned weeping into joy because they beheld with their very eyes the empty tomb of their beloved and saw him risen in glory. At Matins we sang, "Thou hast destroyed the power of death, O Lord, freeing Adam and saving all men from hell." On Pascha night, when we enter into the church after the procession, we also enter into the brightness of the empty tomb and into the joy of our risen Lord. And Vicky once asked me why we swing the chandeliers at that time. And I believe and I hope that she understands that now, that joy. And the journey, by the way, to another Pascha is about to begin next week. It's the first pre-Lenten Sunday of Zacchaeus next Sunday. And we believe that with Christ's resurrection comes a promise to us. According to St. Basil, a Christian endures the trials and sufferings of life and with patience participates in the sufferings of Christ and hopes to become a participant of his resurrection. Christ went through terrible suffering and death for us. And so we go through suffering and death for him and with him. He walks us through it. And he comforts and he reassures our loved ones in their grief and mourning. Death, we say, in the Orthodox faith, remains a tragedy. And we affirm at every funeral that death was never God's will for us, but is the result of the fall, of our fallenness, of primordial sin, of sin throughout our race and in our human nature. The wages of sin is death. And it is commonly believed and held that Christ dealt with sin on the cross, and that He forgave our sins, and we affirm and celebrate that as well in Orthodoxy, that Christ also dealt with death on the cross. He dealt death a death blow. This, brothers and sisters, is our faith. This is the faith of believers in Jesus Christ. In today's Kentuckian, we heard, the dominion of death can no longer hold men captive, for Christ descended, shattering and destroying its power. Destroyed the power of death. Hell is bound while the prophets rejoice and cry, the Savior has come to those in faith. Enter, you faithful, into His resurrection. The prophets of old longed for the days we live in, where the Savior has come and rendered death powerless. This reality of the risen Lord having conquered death has been with us for 2,000 years, and maybe we take it for granted. The Western world has certainly grown tired of believing in the risen Christ. We must not ever grow tired of affirming our risen Lord, the destroyer of death. And the monastics are a sign to us in the faith. They, having offered themselves truly to the Lord, already living in both worlds, already dying to this life in order to live in Christ, to live to the next. Many of you who are new did not know Vicki Wells, but she was one of the early pioneers of this mission. And she was away for a while, but she came back strong in spirit, if not in body. Strong into the arms of her Savior. And while death touched her body, it allowed for the liberation and the inspiration of her soul. Each of us who live in the church live in eternity now. Now. For us, eternity is not life beyond time, but it is contact with God in time, in this life, now, which is known as liturgical time, life in the church, the church being the kingdom of God already present with us on earth. The divine liturgy is the experience of eternal life in Christ given to us today. Contact and communion with eternal life. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. John 17:3. And from the first letter of the Apostle John, and this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God has not life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. John 5 from the funeral gospel. But first we have to hear His voice. We have to hear His voice in this life. The blind man in today's gospel heard the voice of the Lord, and his eyes were opened. We hear His voice and partake of His life in the church. Brothers and sisters, our life in the church is the first resurrection. The first resurrection. We stand together in the midst of immortals, immortals all around us, eternal beings who live in God now and in the age to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.